Joe Fung, manager of the Cincinnati-based Running Spot store, says most of the roughly 20 runners with a group associated with the store have been accounted for. Amy Huffman, a runner from suburban Columbus, says she was half a mile from the finish line collecting her bag when she heard the first explosion and saw a large smoke cloud. The wife of Ohio Secretary of State John Husted says she was a block from the finish line when she heard a very, very loud explosion. Tina Husted says she had finished the race and was waiting in a van for fellow athletes when she felt a huge boom and saw smoke. Husted says she'll have to think about whether she will run the race again. Lad Clifford says he was with a group of 10 runners from Medina.
I heard two explosions and just spun around, and it just looked like mushroom clouds coming right out of the center of the street. And when I turned around, my first thought was terrorist attack, because there was too much smoke right in the middle of the road where I had just come from. I mean, I just stood there and actually texted my wife and said, I just heard two explosions, and then I couldn't get through 10 minutes later.
Clifford says he soon had 45 text messages from worried relatives and friends that he was not able to return because authorities had shut down all the cell phone towers in the immediate area. He plans to come home tonight. Clifford says all of his fellow runners are okay, and he's still committed to running in marathons in Akron and Cleveland. 50-year-old Kevin Goodman of University Heights says he was soaking in his hotel bathtub, recuperating from finishing the race, when he heard explosions and felt the building shake.
And definitely knew that there were no fireworks. Got up, got outside, and right outside of the Fairmont Copley Hotel. It certainly was a very gruesome sight. Most difficult when children are hurt. Glass, blood, very difficult scenario, and we hope and pray that our freedoms remain secure.
Goodman says he helped tend to the wounded until authorities cleared everyone out of the area. He says he was impressed at the coordination as ambulances and wheelchairs carried off injured spectators and runners. Organizers of local running races say they are considering whether to beef up security in the wake of Monday's explosions. Capital City Half Marathon officials say Columbus police already sweep the course for explosives and officers are well trained to protect large crowds. Combe and Race for the Cure organizers say they'll review their security plan and beef it up if necessary.